Okay, Mike, which pop singer is nicknamed Queen Bee by her fans?
Oh, that is, she was in the,
You guys seen this thing with the influencer showing the new way to make butter?
A new way to make butter?
By running trails. Her and her husband, they put Ziploc bags full of like heavy cream.
Oh, the stuff you would make butter out of.
In their pockets. And then they run for 30 minutes on uneven ground, which shakes up the cream.
No.
And by the time the run is done, they pull out bread and spread the butter they've made in the Ziploc pouches in their pockets.
First of all, that bread's got to be sweaty, so that's disgusting. Second of all, there's no way.
I don't want your sweaty, pants butter.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way.
I mean, why? Just buy some butter.
This is getting out of control.
I remember in grade school going in, like, you know, they would visit some like pioneer farm and we had the butter churn.
Yeah.
And everybody took turns doing that, but to run?
Yeah, no. It's like a thing now, making your own butter. Like, I've considered doing it, but it's a little too hard work for me.
It's a lot of work.
Right now.
Even make everything you do. I mean, like, okay, if there's like super huge reasons why it was really important.
Right.
But like, people are just like, yeah, I found a hack to make your own butter. So did I. I went to Aldi.
Yeah. It cost
me 75 cents.
I gave them money. They gave me butter. It was weird.
That is crazy.
You should try that.
Influencers, they're just taking it too far now. Like, trying to find their niche or trying to like stand out. People
right?
think you're weird, not cool for running and making butter. That's weird. That is so weird.
Now I'm going to run with Altoids in my pants Mentos. I'm going to pour Diet Coke in it and see what happens.
I'm going to make a fountain.
God.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Tonight is the white-knuckling conclusion to the World Baseball Classic. It's going to be the United States versus Venezuela.
Woo!
Which we just invaded. Maybe we can also beat them at baseball. We'll see.
Awkward.
Hey, we got your president and your oil over here. How you doing? It's 7 o'clock tonight on Fox if you want to check out that game.
Nice.
So movie star Glenn Powell was in Nashville the other night. He was here for a Carter Faith show and apparently did the whole Lower Broad experience where he hit 12 bars in 6 hours going to Dierks Bentley, Jelly Rolls, Morgan Wallen, all the places.
Nice.
Played ping pong against Hardy and then did the full Woo Girl experience by recovering with an IV. One of those hydration IVs.
Yeah.
I was going to say, did he die like everybody visiting here does? They lose a life.
You know he's a movie star because if he could afford drinks at 12 bars, just one drink at every bar would bankrupt most of us.
That's true. Yeah, goodness gracious. Well, pandas are no longer endangered.
Woo!
Yay! They've downgraded from endangered to vulnerable. That's in part to like a big global conservation effort in China. So they're
adorable.
Yes, they're so cute. There's about up to 1,900 of them right now. So yeah, really cool. Good news. I love that.
They're overweight. They eat and they sleep a lot. They are my spirit animal.
Yeah, right.
And since, Panda Express stopped using real panda, I think they're saving a lot of lives.
That's probably it. That's right.
Finally stopped.
Right. Yeah. It's Gender Wars time. So why don't we play that game brought to you by Tree Fellers. Need some trees out of the way? They can help you out. Go to localtreefellers.com. For the ladies, we have Ann in White's Creek. For the guys, we have Mike in Murfreesboro. Good morning, you guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
All right. Let's warm up our brains with a Get Acquainted question.
Ann, tell us a movie you remember going to see with your friends in high school.
Lost Boy.
Oh, I love The Lost Boys.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
What about you, Mike? A movie you remember going to see with your friends in school?
Dazed and Confused. All right.
Yes. Matthew McConaughey.
And you've been performing it ever since. Well done.
All right. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right. Multiple choices how we start. And first, second, or third base. In baseball, which base is nicknamed the hot corner? First, second, or third?
I'm going to say third.
Third is correct.
Ooh.
Good job.
Yay.
Okay, Mike. Is Redken a company that sells shoes, hair care products, or shapewear?
Oh, I know that. They are hair care products.
Yes, you're right. Are.
Good job. Okay, and what action movie actor was the star of Predator, Terminator, and Kindergarten Cop?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
A little bit of an impression there. Yeah. That's your answer. Nice.
Come with me now if you want to live.
Okay, Mike.
Okay, this has got to stop. Gina, do your impression.
The Oscar for Best Original Song went to Golden. That was featured in what movie?
Oh, God, I didn't hear it. Y'all were laughing.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Okay, the Oscar for Best Original Song went to Golden. That was featured in what movie?
Oh, man. I want to say was the... 007, James Bond movie.
Oh, you're so close. Oh. No. K-pop Demon Hunters. Oh, you were thinking of GoldenEye, I think.
Yeah.
Probably, Bond. Yeah. Okay, it's right. A 2-1 lead for Anne. You can steal a victory if you get this right.
All right, Anne, Modelo and Pacifico are beers that come from what country?
Well, that was an easy one.
Italy?
Italy, no.
Not
or
as
not.
Easy.
No,
said,
they're from Mexico.
Okay.
All right, you got a chance there, Mike.
You can tie it up, Mike, if you get this one.
Okay, Mike, which pop singer is nicknamed Queen Bee by her fans?
Oh, that is, she was in the, I don't listen to music that way.
The Academy Award for most exasperated
contestant.
She's African American.
Oh, I love you, Mike. Never change. We were looking for Beyonce.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, her.
Now you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. Anne remains the winner. She holds on to the lead.
We loved having you, Mike. I hope you get to play again real soon. We appreciate
All right.
it.
See you guys. Thank you.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars and your Arnold impressions.
Yes.
With Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
We're going to play a game we started last week. It's fun. It is Caveman Trivia, where we get a category, and then we have to have a little guessing game where you only give one syllable clues.
Can only speak like a caveman.
Yes.
It's hard.
We can do that.
Gina, you've been chomping at the bit to play this game.
Oh.
So, okay.
Can't wait.
Pull out something that we have to guess. Tell us what the category is, and then use just caveman words to get us to name it.
Okay. Well, the person who wrote this didn't do it correctly.
Do you want to pick another one?
Yeah.
Okay. They didn't.
Yeah.
We have a problem
and
already.
I think this person did it wrong again. okay. The category is bigger than a bus.
Bigger than a bus.
Bigger than a bus. That limits it to a lot of things. All right. 30 seconds. One word clues. Go.
Town. Wait, I'm confused. Okay. it's bigger than a bus. Okay. Municipal auditorium.
Okay.
Exactly.
Is that the answer?
I don't know. Whale.
Are these clues, or did you tell us what the answer is?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
I supposed to describe? I think he did it wrong, right?
Our friends.
Jim handed these cards out to people we didn't know, and they wrote down answers, and apparently they didn't get the idea.
I see what they did. They just gave us a bunch on one card.
Oh, okay.
So you just pick one of those.
Got it.
To
okay.
try to guess.
Okay. Okay. So I got
pick
it.
Pick a new one.
Okay. Pick a new one because we already know the answers
Sorry.
To that one.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
The category is
An occupation.
An occupation. All right. Okay. Caveman right. clues. Go.
Dance. Heels. You're going to get on this one. Pole.
Stripper.
Yes.
Yeah.
I almost led with pole, but I was like, you're going to get it immediately.
I was going to say ballet dancer today. No, let's go naughty. Let's go naughty. Okay.
All naughty, right. Naughty, naughty.
You have to remember the people that we work with.
Yes.
These
oh, yeah.
people
yes.
are They're filthy all
yes.
animals.
All right.
Okay. Let's see.
The category is?
Movie title. All right.
All right.
Movie title. Okay. Here we go. Not a tumor.
Oh, that's two syllables. Tumor.
Tumor. Okay. All right, sorry. I screwed it up. Okay.
Not a tumor. I don't even know what that is, even though we cheated.
There's a line from
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's kindergarten cop. Okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
Right. I was just excited to say that and do my Arnold imitation. This is going really well so far.
Yeah. All right. Mine is the category is an object.
Okay.
Food. Eat. Ham.
Easter.
Bread.
Sandwich.
Yes.
Yay!
Yay!
All right, let's mercifully put down this contest right now.
Yes.
Okay. You guys know Banksy, the artist who has remained unidentified for as long as he's been posting or, you know, putting up all of his artwork and stuff. Well, his identity has been revealed.
They found him, huh?
They found him. He's a 51-year-old artist from Bristol. His name is Robin Gunningham. And there's pictures of him around and stuff. So they know who he is now.
Kind of takes the magic away.
It does.
People in the comments are like, I'm not looking. Like, I've swiped out of this. I don't want to know who he is.
It's been so much more fun when he's done like these like random public art things.
Yeah.
That just show up and you don't know who did it and you didn't know it was coming.
I've got to be honest. I'm kind of shocked by his age, but I don't know how long he's been around.
He's been around for quite a while.
Okay,
it's like
so
30 years he's been doing stuff at least. Yeah.
Okay.
Probably going to be one of the biggest movies coming out. Is Project Hail Mary, which I'm excited about seeing. I haven't seen it yet. I'm starting to read the book.
It's going to be huge. It will be one of the biggest movies of the year.
Wow.
Saw it already twice. I went to an early screening Saturday, which you could buy tickets for, and then went to a media one last night.
And Jim is a tough critic, so, you know, that's high praise.
I give it a 9 out of 10.
Whoa.
Nice.
I haven't met anybody who's given it less than that.
That's
really?
Cool.
Yeah.
That's
It's at like 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay.
And it stars America's dreamboat, Ryan Gosling.
It's funny because I went last night with my son-in-law, and he looks a lot like Ryan Gosling.
Okay.
And he knows it.
Okay.
And he loves Ryan Gosling.
Well, of course.
I mean, really loves Ryan Gosling.
Because he's a true American.
Unlike me.
And he was so into it. I mean, he does. He looks a lot.
Oh, yeah.
If I looked like a little bit like Ryan Gosling,
I can totally see the similarity. Yeah.
It was funny because he actually buys his clothes based on would Ryan Gosling wear this?
Oh my gosh.
Like, he's got a whole collection of Ryan Gosling like knitted sweaters.
Oh my! So he doesn't just like him. He's like a super fan.
He wants to be him.
Does he have the fur boa like he wore in the Barbie movie?
He did get that.
Did
for,
he really?
Like to wear to the movie?
Oh my gosh!
Yes. He's just Ken.
He's like a Gosling. He's part of the Gosling group.
Oh yeah, yeah. Whatever the fan group is called.
Yes.
Right. It was so funny because he said this. He was hoping that somebody would mistake him for Ryan Gosling last night.
But he just happened to be in Nashville seeing a showing of his movie.
And while we were watching the movie. There's this sweater that Ryan Gosling wears throughout. It's like a white knit sweater with a zipper, and it's got like what looks like foxes on it, a pattern of foxes. And as we were watching it, he had found it online.
Oh,
he was
God,
like,
yes.
Here's where I can buy this sweater.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. You can do that now where you just take a picture of somebody in a movie and just say, where do I find this?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. That's great.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so funny. But I kind of wanted the sweater, too. I don't think it looks good on me like it does Ryan Gosling. I don't have the Ryan Gosling vibe, but
you could still probably pull it off.
It's still a good sweater.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the free agency time of the year for our Tennessee Titans. They've spent a lot of money so far. They're working on all kinds of new players. Mm-hmm. They still have about $60 million they can spend. So maybe they'll make some really nice improvements. Maybe we'll be cautiously optimistic.
Did you guys hear about the logo mistake?
Right.
From the big unveiling?
They released it on the 12th, right?
Yeah, I saw there was some like drama with it, but I didn't look into it.
Apparently, this is very big. And I say that jokingly.
Yes.
They've had to retract the logo.
Oh, no.
So for the unveiling Thursday night at the Pinnacle, where they had thousands of people there.
Oh, yeah.
And the logos that they had have three stars around the T in the logo.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently the stars in the stuff that was shipped to Nashville were all facing up. Like the pointy part of the top of the star was facing up. whereas the two stars on the sides of the T are supposed to be angled slightly inward.
Oh my gosh.
And so that makes a difference to who?
Again, yeah. Priorities, Titans. Where are priorities right. here? Let's build a good team.
That's you know right. What? Sorry, we're probably going to go, 2-14 this year, but the logo looks really nice now. Yeah. You fixed it.
We can improve the team and get the logo right all at the same time. Mm. So, but with they're focusing on the team. Okay. So apparently, I guess if you've bought some of this stuff that already has the stars pointing slightly in the wrong direction,
that are so terribly wrong,
you'll be able to return those and get a corrected
relief.
Jersey.
Oh, thank
what
God.
Yeah.
It's been a few days. What do you guys think of the jersey now that you've had time to kind of settle in with it and see it over and over?
Okay, so I was not a fan at first. I think they look too similar to Ole Miss. I think that they look boring. And I still still stand by that. But Big Joe, our coworker, he works at the game.
Yeah.
He posted a picture of, I think it was a mock-up that the Titans maybe posted.
Okay.
Of the whole stadium with like the stadium ribbons are all blue and
kind of decked out with all the new colors.
Yeah.
And, stuff.
And so that looked good. So I think like with all of the elements, once all the elements are in play, I think they'll look okay. But just alone, I still think they look boring.
I have to admit, I haven't thought about it at all.
Everything
I don't
I've
care.
Seen, people are just wild about them. They love them.
Yeah.
And there's a new, there's a poll in the Tennessean that said people were like, I mean, they polled thousands of people and were like 9 out of 10.
Interesting.
I'm warming to them.
Yeah.
But I still like, they ain't a new uniform. You just grabbed pretty much an updated version
right.
of a uniform from 30 years ago in Houston.
They're boring.
I don't feel obligated to go, I got to rush out and buy one.
Absolutely not.
But they look okay. Like, I'm getting like okay with it.
They're not like Browns jerseys. They're a step up from the brown and just the poo looking.
Yeah. That's the big banner they put over the new stadium. At least we're not the Browns, you guys.
I like the guitar strings along some of the stripes, but it's so subtle. You have to almost like be like a few inches away from them to see
right.
it. But
right.
like, I kind of like those little details that say, okay, we're not just a Houston uniform.
Right. Sure.
We're slightly Tennessee.
Yay!
Slightly.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Sadly, there's been lots of cases of people trying to sell something on Facebook. They have a meetup, and then they get robbed.
Oh, gosh.
This happened in Murfreesboro recently, where a guy was going to sell some jewelry on Facebook Marketplace, met up with somebody, and they pulled a gun on him and took everything.
Oh, my gosh.
So now the Murfreesboro police is doing what a lot of communities are doing. They're giving a safe zone for you to make the exchange.
Oh, that's good.
So you meet in front of the police station in Murfreesboro, where they have cameras and lights all the time.
Yes.
That's a good
idea. Yeah. Yep. So be smart when you're doing that, because you never know who might say, yes, I'll buy that from you.
The trial out in Utah of Corey Richens, she is the widow of a guy who died, her husband, and she was accused of murdering him by putting fentanyl in his food and his drinks.
Mm.
Guilty. They came back really fast.
Whoa.
Guilty on every count. Apparently she had massive debt and she was seeing somebody else on the side and decided she was going to try to get the insurance money and take him out at the same time. And so she's been convicted of murder and trying to swindle the insurance company because he didn't die of natural causes. She caused it.
She killed him.
Really scary.
Well, off air, we were just talking about how much we all hate Southwest Airlines.
Right? How they went from like, oh, we love them to you suck.
Yeah.
Well, there's news about them now, not just with their like all their struggles, but they're pulling out their service in Chicago O'Hare Airport and Washington Dulles Airport. I guess it's a strategy to focus on using just their primary hubs. The Washington Reagan Airport and the Chicago Midway Airport, trying to improve profitability and all that. They're just going downhill. I think it started once they got their new like president or CEO or something.
They got taken over by a venture capital company.
Yeah. And it's not going well.
That said, nope, you know what? You're not hosing your customers enough.
Yeah.
For years and years, people love Southwest and now we hate it. They're like the Bill Cosby of airlines.
Yes. Right. That's good.
We love them. We love them. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that about you. Now I'm horrified.
Awful. Get away from me.
Do you fly Southwest? No, no, I don't. I don't.
Yeah, right. I've never even heard of it.
Yeah.
I've never even heard of it. We got a Woody and Jim mood boost. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
When in Durbo, I'll go around the neighborhood. So this is a really cool story about two people that got to know each other from different parts of the world. So this one woman is walking the beach in Tasmania.
Whoa.
Which is a real country.
Yes.
Not just something from cartoons. She's walking the beach and she finds a bottle with a note in it that washed ashore.
Cool.
This is in 2001.
Whoa.
It was in Spanish, and she doesn't speak Spanish, so she brought it to somebody to have it translated. Turns out, it was a letter dropped into the ocean from a cruise ship by a woman named Erica from Colombia.
Wow.
Whoa.
The two started becoming pen pals and became friends long distance.
Wow.
And shared life moments and became super good friends over the next 25 years. They met up finally after all this time and walked the beaches of Tunisia to the spot where they found the message in the bottle.
Wow.
Oh, that's really cool. I like it.
I just feel beautiful and I feel release that I make it.
The ocean brought them together.
That is really sweet. I love that.
Wow.
You can meet that way. If you'd like to see more about it, you can check out the Woody and Jim Show or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page, or you can visit our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. What are our plans today, y'all?
Me, my mom, her friend who lands in a couple hours, Landon, my husband, are going to Maggie's Place in the Nations.
Is that a restaurant?
It's a bar.
Okay.
They have food there, too. And we're going to go get some buckets, alcohol buckets for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Doing the green beer thing.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Nice.
After being pregnant for all that time and not being able to drink. Yeah.
I'm a cheap date. It's only going to take one drink to get me drunk.
Party time for Gina.
Oh, yeah.
I got a nap planned, and also I'm going to go get a haircut.
Nice.
Because I just want to look my best.
Yeah.
I want to look pretty.
Thank you for the effort you're putting in.
Thanks.
You look good for us.
Yes.
Thank you. I think, you know, radio is a medium where you need to look good.
It's picture day for me. So, like, charity stuff that I do, they said, everybody's got to have their picture taken.
Ooh.
And I don't. Do it? Really? Do I? Can I just give you a picture and have ChatGPT, like, make it look like I'm wearing a tie or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't need that, but...